Outlook. On the day dedicated to romance, the success of a local event showed that there was more than just love in the air. A special jail and bail event hosted at A&E Enterprises in Outlook and organized by the Outlook and District Heritage Museum brought together a ragtag band of criminals, who were being imprisoned for a number of assorted offenses. If they wanted out, the answer was very simple. Get on the phone and raise your bail money. Brent Larwood gets his cuffs taken off by CST. William Hines. Photo. Derek Ruttle. The Outlook held on February 14, Franklin Street became a hotbed of activity as each prisoner was brought to the jail cell located outside of A&E by CST. William Hines of the Outlook RCMP and assorted helpers. From there, they were photographed and jailed before they got on their phones and tried to arrange their bail money. The list of prisoners included Doug Wagner, wanted for paving the way to dot who knows where. Darcy Kendall, wanted for unlawful use of a calculator. Justin Turton, wanted for impersonating a young German child to get more candy. Ryan Husband, wanted for saving the world one bike ride at a time. Prisoner Brent Larwood. Photo. Derek Ruttle, The Outlook. Brent Larwood, wanted for being the last known citizen of the year. Rhea Meinhardt, wanted for housing and recruiting legal newcomers to Canada. Matt Dick, wanted for having a wide range of knowledge from fishing to prescription drugs. Mark Sheck, wanted for working too hard. Dale Wright, wanted for trying to hide a body in the old landfill cell. The body of a semi. Kate King, wanted for alleged murder of many museum rodents and maple bugs. Prisoner Rachel Sillars. Photo. Derek Ruttle, The Outlook. Rachel Sillars, wanted for being a Fireflies gang member, not armed but after your money. Happy Days Mobile Snacks, wanted for leaving trails of delicious popcorn around town. Matt Lyons, wanted for dispensing drugs. Prisoner Jocelyn Petrushin. Photo. Derek Ruttle, The Outlook. Jocelyn Petrushin, wanted for selling all the houses in Outlook. Melissa Theoret, wanted for not matching her earrings to her shoes, and Tina Wall, wanted for having the best buns in town, in just under 2 hours' time. The event raised a little over $9,000, which will go towards the community museum and ensuring that it remains a vital hub for cultural education in Outlook.